KMI PM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, August 29th at 8:55. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Kimberly. And we're seeing most green on the grain screens this morning. Pretty nice seeing short covering. I did note that was a huge decline in corn open interest yesterday, and that suggests that what we're seeing here is some short covering. On Friday, we get first notices for the September grains, corn, beans, wheat, etc., and it's me that we are seeing some activity ahead of that. We did have export bookings come out this morning. Pretty good export bookings on new crop corn, 58.8 million bushel. On the soybeans, 96.1 million bushel on new crop, and wheat at 19.6 on this year's crop. We are seeing some rumblings about more export business. However, the only thing we got this morning was China buying milo from the U.S., 118,000 metric tons. Right now, we see September corn futures 3 cents higher at 3.68 1/4. December at 3.93 3/4 is also three higher. And new crop December, 4.33 3/4, up a penny. On the bean side of things, we've got the November beans at 9.87. That's up a dime. We've got January's at 10.03 1/2. That's 9 cents higher. And new crop November at $10.35 1/2, that's 5 3/4 higher. On the meal side, we're up around $3.50 in meal, or up about 40 points in the bean oil. On wheat in Chicago, we are a little lower in Chicago and KC, a little higher in Minneapolis. The December Chicago wheat, 5.39, that's 2.5 cents lower. With higher feed costs, we're seeing the livestock futures under a little bit of pressure this morning, although the August cattle, which go off on Friday, are basically 40 higher. They still show a little bit of a discount to the cash market. We've got October live cattle, 178.42, down 20, and February's at 178.27, down 70. October feeders, 237.77, that's down 80 points. Ock hogs, 81.70. That's up to December's at 71.87, is down a nickel. Outside markets are showing the crude oil up again, up about $1.80 this morning. October crude at 76.36 is up $1.81. The metals market's a little bit of a mixed affair, with copper lower, but gold and silver higher. The dollar index has rebounded past Friday's new low for this move for this year. We are on the September index at 101.34. That's up 0.34. It's going to be a wild, probably couple days, as we see some longs moving into this market, probably taking profits from short positions that they've held for most of the month. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.